Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Mr. President, members of the Troika, excellencies, distinguished delegates, let me begin by thanking the member states for their participation in our Universal Periodic Review. It is encouraging that 130 member states participated in our review. Also, 10 states took time to relay their advanced questions to us during the days preceding the review. As a member of the Council, India's commitment to the UPR process has been steadfast. We have supported it as an effective mechanism of the Council. We believe that our fourth UPR provided us with a unique opportunity to present to the member states the various initiatives taken by the government for the promotion and protection of human rights of our people. We will duly reflect on the observations made by the member states, which will guide us in taking further steps for fulfilling our human rights obligations. We will examine all the 339 recommendations received and revert with our responses by 52nd session of the Council. Our national report and our statements made during the review had highlighted the key legislative policy and developmental initiatives taken by the government of India for advancing the enjoyment of human rights by our people. They had also addressed many of the questions raised by member states and the recommendations they made to us. Mr. President, during 75 years since our independence, India has made significant progress in realizing the goals of growth and development and ensuring enjoyment of basic human rights by our people. We have been successful in establishing vibrant, inclusive, and democratic polity and taking democracy to grassroots, which have been vital and enabling factors in enjoyment of human rights by our people. We believe that sustainable development is the key to enjoyment of various basic human rights. The government has therefore attached the highest priority to inclusive and sustainable development in line with 2030 SDG agenda. India's commitment to build an inclusive polity and society and to make our development inclusive is also reflected in the theme of India's G20 presidency, One Earth, One Family, One Future. Our Prime Minister is speaking at the conclusion of G20 summit in Bali today, underlined the need to make the benefits of development universal and inclusive, stating that global development is not possible without women's participation. Prime Minister of India committed to maintain India's priority of women-led development in its G20 agenda too. Mr. President, as we had outlined during the review, India has a robust constitutional and legislative framework for promotion and protection of human rights. We give equal importance to all civil, political, as well as economic, social, and cultural rights. All the basic human rights are enshrined in our constitution as fundamental rights and as the directive principles of state policy. We have also enacted laws and framed regulations in order to address any gaps in the legal framework to meet our obligations. Mr. President, before I conclude, I would like to reiterate the Government of India's abiding commitment to promotion and protection of human rights of our people, including providing good governance and realizing inclusive and sustainable development. As the world's largest democracy, India is committed to realize the highest standards of human rights. To conclude, I thank the members of the Troika, namely the distinguished PR of Nepal, the chair reporter, and distinguished delegates of Netherlands and Sudan for their commendable efforts. I appreciate the Secretariat's hard work and cooperation extended to us throughout the review process. I also thank the interpreters for their contribution. I take this opportunity to particularly thank you, Mr. President, and your team for the cooperation extended to us during our UPR. Thank you.